Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, welcome, everyone, to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Watson. And tonight we have a very special event. For the next half hour, we're going to talk about paying it forward, pawing it forward, dogs, charities, and kids. Pay It Forward best-selling author Katherine Ryan Hyde was inspired to write Paw It Forward by her real-life dogs Jesse and Ella. Through this true story, Katherine teaches kids the concept of Paw It Forward through Ella's adventures, and Ella inspires kids to change the world through kindness. We also have Carol Warren, the lady behind Paw It Forward LLC, and her company is doing very exciting things for young people and dog lovers. And thirdly, we have Jacqueline, a second grade teacher, joining us this evening. Jacqueline will be on hand to provide some great feedback on how Paw It Forward enriched the lives of her students in very inspirational ways. So I'm really excited to kind of jump in here and get started. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure having you all on the show tonight, and we've got some great info for listeners this evening. And you can call into the show, listeners, over the next 30 minutes to chat with us at area code 646-200-4071. Or you can stop by our chat room and you can send us questions there, and we will pose those to the ladies this evening. So obviously we're excited to have Katherine here to talk about Ella and the Paw It Forward book, and we're going to have lots of questions and some fun to share with listeners in just a few minutes. But first I'd like to start with Kara and have her tell us a little bit about the Paw It Forward movement and what that's about. So Kara, can you tell us why you're doing this and how it's reaching out to young people and dog lovers alike?
Sure. Thank you so much, Lisa. So just like the Pay It Forward movement that's positively impacting kids and adults for the last 15 years and has grown and continues to grow exponentially, we want to have that same positive impact by building on that movement and expanding it with dogs. So the Paw It Forward movement really is just getting started, and we're all about celebrating great dogs that are doing really amazing things to change the world. And what I mean by that, think of therapy dogs, service military, arson dogs, search and rescue dogs, dogs that really give their unconditional love, they do heroic actions, and they provide powerful inspiration to just so many people. Certainly the value of the human animal bond is extraordinary, and all the stories of great dogs doing these amazing things are just endless. So as to why I'm doing this, it's just very simple. I'm passionate about dogs and the value that they add to our lives every day. And I'm just so inspired by them and their stories. As to how the movement is reaching young people and dog lovers, you know, certainly through the Paw It Forward community we're building. And our purpose is really to tell and share the unique stories of these great dogs. We want to connect people's hearts to each of these dogs through their stories and the branded merchandise. And then together, along with our customers and the Paw It Forward community, we will financially support the specific causes of each individual dog or merchandise collection with 10% of the net profits from our merchandise sales.
Wow. Now, I was over at the website, Kara, and I want to give the website to our listeners right now so they can go check it out. It's a really fun site. It's www.pawitforward.net, and that's pawitforward.net. And Kara, can you tell listeners a little bit about what they'll find on the site?
Sure, I'd be happy to. People can obviously learn more about us and how we as a company Paw It Forward. They can certainly shop our online store. There's several collections to choose from, including Ella's. And 10% of all the net profits will be donated to each dog's specific cause. Ella's happens to be the Pay It Forward Foundation. People at the site, they can also share their stories with us of either a great dog they know who is doing some amazing things to change the world, Perhaps they've got stories about how Ella, through her book, has positively impacted the child that they know, or stories on how they themselves paw it forward. In addition to that, in our free fun section, parents, kids, and teachers can download different types of games. There's a math game, there's a word game, and some coloring pages. And then lastly, people can sign up for our newsletter and join the Paw It Forward community through our various social media channels.
Great. Now, tell us a little bit about how you connected with Catherine and convinced her to join the cause.
Right. So we were introduced by a mutual friend. His name is Bob Littell. Bob is an author himself and creator of the net weaving concept. He lives here in Atlanta, and he served on Catherine's Pay It Forward Foundation board for years. He was the one who originally trademarked the term Paw It Forward. And when he learned of my business idea, he quickly offered to reassign the trademark to me, which I'm incredibly grateful for.
Wow.
But Bob is fantastic. Yeah, he's fantastic. I'm very grateful for him and all that he continues to do for the company. And, of course, he serves on my advisory board as well. But convincing Catherine to join the cause didn't take much convincing at all. It really was a natural alliance. I feel it was really a natural alliance, given that she's really the pioneer of the modern-day Pay It Forward movement, and obviously she's a huge animal lover. I had read about her dog Ella at her website, and the idea for the book and the Ella branded merchandise really just came to me. So I pitched to her last summer, and she loved it, and we're thrilled that Ella is our very first dog that we're going to celebrate, and she certainly is setting the foundation for our company as we move forward.
Wow, and can you tell us a little bit about the Mom's Choice Award?
Sure, absolutely. So we just won the Mom's Choice Award, which we're very, very excited about. The Mom's Choice Award really honors excellence, and they are a panel here in the U.S. that reviews a variety of different products and services. So we recently won the Gold Award, which is their highest honor. So I want to certainly congratulate Catherine on her fantastic writing and creating the ability for us to win this award.
Wow. And for listeners just tuning in, I am sitting down this evening. I am chatting with best-selling author Catherine Ryan Hyde of the phenomenal Pay It Forward book and also the inspiration behind Pay It Forward, the movie, who also wrote Paw It Forward for her real-life dogs, centering around her real-life dogs, Jesse and Ella. I'm also chatting with Kara Warren, the lady behind the Paw It Forward LLC company that's doing exciting things for young people and dog lovers. And in a few, we will get with Jacqueline, a second-grade teacher that's joining us this evening as well. So I'm going to switch gears now and ask Catherine a few questions. So, Catherine, why do you think the Paw It Forward movement is so important?
Yeah, I'd love to answer that question, but I just want to squeeze in, and I hope this doesn't seem self-serving. I don't want to give the impression that everything I write is Pay It Forward oriented. So I wrote Pay It Forward, Paw It Forward, and 25 other books. We don't need to talk about them.
Right.
I just want to put them in perspective of that enormous body of work. I think it's important. Well, I think anything that pulls together and becomes part of the kindness movement is important. I think Paw It Forward particularly is because, you know, I put a lot of diversity in the book Pay It Forward. Mm-hmm. I had overweight characters and gay characters and people of various colors and ethnicities and even a transgender character. And the point I was trying to make is this is for everybody. This is like a world change that everybody can get in on. Really, when you think about it, it wasn't until Paw It Forward that I pulled in everybody. Because human beings are not here on the planet by ourselves. We're surrounded by animals.
Right.
And anybody who knows animals knows that they are no strangers to acts of kindness. From, you know, your pet dog, who I think anybody who's had a dog knows that they not only respond well to kindness, but they give it. To stories like the gorilla at the zoo when the little boy fell into the pit and she picked him up and, you know, defended him from the male gorilla and brought him to her, you know, her keeper. I mean, you know, I remember reading an article just a couple of months ago about a wild dog who found a baby and in a bag and like pulled the baby across this busy street.
Wow.
and brought him back to her litter and just cared for him there until somebody found him. So, you know, it goes without saying that animals perform acts of kindness. And I think it was a great connection with children because, you know, in Pay It Forward, the creator of this idea was a kid. He was only 12 years old. The point I wanted to make is it's not rocket science, and you don't have to be an adult, and you don't have to be have a degree. Anybody can perform an act of kindness. And I think maybe kids understand that better when they see if my dog can do it. And obviously it's for everybody.
Wow. And it's so funny, Catherine, because that was actually mentioning your 24 published novels and was actually my next question. So,
oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I was
going like to
touch
on that,
but it's so funny.
Sometimes I think maybe people really get the impression that I wrote Pay It Forward and have been doing only Pay It Forward things since. And
right.
So I just wanted to balance that.
Right,
well,
now,
go ahead and ask it anyway. I don't mind.
Well, Catherine, among your 24 novels, you wrote a best-selling novel that came to be a motion picture titled Pay It Forward. And for those of you out there, that is starring Kevin Spacey and Helen Hunt. So we do want to definitely plug that. And so, Catherine, was it relatively simple to apply your Pay It Forward movement to a dog book, or was it really different?
No, it didn't feel very different. I think it was just an application of the fact that kindness is kindness. And, you know, I had kind of been wanting to write a book about Ella ever since I adopted Jordan, who plays predominantly in the book. I had Ella as an only pet for about 7 years. And then Ella and I adopted a cat. Now, there are a lot of different ways that can go. And Ella being who she is, it went so well, so amazingly well, that I had this following. They actually have their own Facebook page, Ella and Jordan Hyde, because I had this following of people who were so amazed by watching them learn to get along that they were, like, following their story. So I kind of knew there was a story there.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that, you know, if a dog and a cat can get along, I honestly think we ought to be able to do it. And so it felt like just a classic application of paying it forward in that, you know, it's not about your brain, it's not about your education, it's not about your age. I mean, kindness is so natural to living things. And it's
right.
So easy to observe in this dog and this cat who learned to be almost like a brother and a sister. They're supposed to not get along, but nobody told them that.
And that ties into young people, doesn't it?
I think so, too. You know, I think that there was, I think there's an age, and this is one reason that I like, there are two things that are going on now that I think are good in the Pay It Forward movement. One of them is Paw It Forward, which is actually a picture book for little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if you were aware of it, but Simon & Schuster has brought out a young reader's edition of the original Pay It Forward that's for kids as young as 8. Because, you know, initially I always identified that there was kind of an age when we realize that we're separate, we realize that we have power and that our actions have consequences, but we're not really jaded yet.
Right.
And I think what's wonderful about both of these books is they kind of catch us at that age when kindness is natural to us, but then we kind of look at the people around us and maybe some of them are acting like it's corny or silly to be kind, and I think maybe we put those things away. I think there's a lot to be said for a movement that encourages kids that it's cooler to be kind than it is to hide their kindness and try to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think now is the perfect time to introduce our third guest that's with us tonight. Her name is Jacqueline, and she is a second grade teacher, and she's here because she wanted to discuss what her thoughts were after reading Paw It Forward and how Ella's lessons learned in the book were just chock full of valuable lessons for her own students and that affected their lives in positive ways. So welcome, Jacqueline.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. Now, Jacqueline, tell us a little bit about how you felt after poet forward and how the elements in Ella's story moved you to share with your students and others.
What I liked after reading the story, I loved how engaged the students were, because it's about animals and ton of my students love the animals, and they were able to easily relate to the story. There are certain parts, like when Jordan came home, the cat, and I asked the students, have any of you experienced like a new member in the family or even in the classroom? And a ton of the kids raised their hand that they've experienced that, and even though it might take some getting used to, you know, if you're kind to those that are new, it'll be easier and everything will kind of fall into place. And they really, and I thought that was important, being able to relate to the story, even if, you know, even if it is about the dog Ella, you can still relate to her and what she does. And a lot of the kids, even when Ella is brought to the nursing home towards the end of the story, students said that they would do stuff like that, go to nursing homes or just helping people out. And I loved hearing that. I asked students if there were other ways besides what's in the story that they could paw it forward, and there were about, I think, 20 students in the class, and each one of them came up with different ways. So even for them, like I had a student who drew a painting that he could donate his clothes to kids. And this is a student that was very shy, and to be able to hear him say that was just amazing. So I really think that, you know, just being able to, hear the story, it helps the kids kind of see that you can, you know, just be kind to people, that it doesn't take, you know, doesn't take money, you don't have to donate, even just holding the door for someone. That
That kind of ties into what Catherine said earlier. You don't need a PhD. You know, you don't need to be this. You don't need to be that. You just need to have an open heart and be willing to reach out there and give a helping hand to someone else. So that's – wow. Thank you so much for your insights, Jacqueline. My next question is to Kara and Catherine. And so we'll start with Catherine first. Catherine, what do you hope the Paw It Forward movement will do? In your own dream of dreams, what does this change or create?
Well, that's actually kind of easy to answer, because it's a little similar to the hope I had when we formed the Pay It Forward Foundation, and that I haven't let go of yet. That if you start world change with a group of children, and if you bring them to adulthood having had a different experience with kindness and a different way of relating to it, then when they become the dominant force in the world, when they go out and become the teachers, the politicians, the business people, the community leaders, then the world literally changes in a way that no one can miss. It's a big dream, but I really don't see it as being out of the question.
Right. Now, Kara, same question posed to you.
Well, Catherine is tough to follow because she said it so eloquently. I echo her sentiments wholeheartedly. My hopes are that kids and adults will just be, in terms of the Paw It Forward movement, just so inspired by all these great stories of these fantastic dogs that we're going to celebrate over time. And to Catherine's, they just really feel empowered to positively change the world in their own unique way. It's a huge dream, but I think it's definitely attainable. And I'm very excited about this project and the company and what we're doing. And it's just real exciting.
Can I add one thing very quickly that I forgot?
Sure.
Ella is a shelter dog, as you probably know. She's not a purebred dog. I didn't go out and buy her from a breeder. And I hope that when so many people kind of see how amazing Ella is and what she can do and really kind of popularize the story of a shelter dog, that maybe it'll kind of raise the esteem of the dogs that I think are kind of getting a short shrift. Maybe they're seen as a little bit less than, or people don't
right.
want to take a chance on them because they think they're damaged. I would love it if we started having the same attitude toward shelter dogs as we're learning to do toward people who speak different languages, are different colors, are from different countries, instead of judging, just kind of understanding that everybody has value.
Right. And that everybody's different, and that's okay.
Yes, and that can be the good news, that we're all different, yes.
Right. And if I could just add on to that thought as well,
sure.
Catherine, and point out that Ella is also a black dog. And there's
yeah.
a lot of statistics out there that the black dogs are usually the hardest ones to get adopted out of the shelters.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that, you know, two elements of inspiration with respect to adoption.
Yeah, somehow
wow,
people think white dogs
that.
And golden dogs are the beautiful ones, but then you get to know Ella and the beauty shines through.
You can just look at Ella and see that. I mean, she is just looking at a picture of her earlier. I mean, she is just so full of life, and you can tell just looking at her, like, she has such a personality. I have a multi-poo at home, Brinkley, and so sometimes you just look at them, and then they have just, you know, they cock their head to the side, and they look at you like,
yeah.
what?
Yeah, you can just see how much is going on in there.
Those little wheels have just been turning. Now, Kara, can you tell people where they can find out more about Paw It Forward, the book, the movement, and I believe you have some goodies, too. Kara, are you still here? Uh-oh, I think we lost Kara. So, hang on a second. I'm sure she's gonna
call back in just a second. Yeah.
Now, Jacqueline, I'm going to pose one question to you. I know that you, while we're waiting for Kara, I know you deal with second graders, and I'm just curious because I have like a 14 and a 16-year-old. Do you find mm-hmm. that this ability and desire to be helpful and to, you know, actually use Paw It Forward to be an inspiration for your students. Do you think that some of that kind of eventually rubs off on the older kids?
Definitely. I mean, I'm in a new school with students K through 5, and I told one of the fifth grade teachers I work with about Paw It Forward, and she said that her class of fifth graders loves the book Pay It Forward. And even just the older kids, they love that idea of being able to help the others. They have the fifth graders helping out the kindergartners all the time. Like, it's definitely see it with the older kids.
Right. That's really good. I think we got Kara back. Kara, are you here?
I am.
Hi. There you are.
Sorry, I don't know what happened, but somehow I dropped off. But I'm glad
that's
you got me
okay.
back. Thank you so much.
That's okay. I will pose that question to you again. I wanted to see if you can tell people where they can find out more about Paw It Forward, the book, the movement, and the fact that you have some goodies too. Sure, absolutely. Of course, they can go to pawitforward.net. That's pawitforward.net. Certainly, they can spend some time there exploring the site. There's lots of information there. They can also shop the online store. And then if they scroll down to the bottom of any page, they can join the Paw It Forward community through our various social media channels. So we invite everybody to join us. I also want to announce we're offering two great promotions today. Any listener who goes to pawitforward.net and, as I said, scroll down the bottom and sign up for our mailing list will be entered into a drawing. One lucky winner will get an autographed and pawtographed. Yes, I said pawtographed. Ella actually pawtographed it for us. It's going to be a hardcover.
She's getting good at it, too.
She is. Ella's just a star. And along with the book, they will also get a 4-pack of Ella's Inspiration Bracelets. With the Ella Inspiration Bracelets, it comes in a 4-pack because we want the kids to have one to keep, but then we also want them to have one to give away with each random act of kindness they do, and invite others to paw it forward and join the movement. And then the other piece of that set is also the My Paw It Forward Journal. And that's a journal that we have available where kids can keep track of the different things that they do over time to paw it forward. And then through their parents, they can come online and share their stories with us and inspire other kids to paw it forward as well. So again, that is a drawing. If any of the listeners already happen to be on our mailing list, if they'll just send me a little note through our Contact Us page, I'll make sure that they get added to the drawing as well. And then in addition to that, we're also offering a 25% discount on all the merchandise in our store. So that means Ella's book is only $13.50 for the hardcover. Normally it's $17.99. And the softcover book would sell for $9.75, which is normally $12.99. And certainly this would be a great time to maybe get some early Christmas shopping done.
Absolutely.
If you do that, if you take advantage, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, absolutely. That's like the perfect time now is to start with the Christmas shopping.
And in addition to Ella's collection, we also have lots of items for adults, T-shirts and different items. For those that want to shop today and take advantage of the 25% discount on the site, the code that you can use at checkout is RER25. That's RER, such as Readers Entertainment Radio, and then 25 is in 25%.
Sarah, can you tell us that one again? I'm not sure. I just want to make sure everybody gets that code.
Sure. So after they shop and they go through the checkout, there's an option where they can enter a code to take advantage of the 25% discount. And the code is RER for Radio Entertainment, Readers Entertainment Radio, RER25. And that's all caps, RER25.
Awesome. Now, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. Kara, can you tell us really quick about any upcoming events that Paw It Forward might have?
Sure, absolutely. We are participating in the Atlanta Pet Expo, which is on November 8th from 10 to 6 out in the Gwinnett Center. It's a free, fun-filled day for families and kids. They'll have shopping, entertainment, and there's going to certainly be a lot of dogs available for adoption as well. If people want to learn more about that event, they can go to atlantapetexpo.com. And then we're also going to, for the pet industry, we're also going to be exhibiting at Bark World Expo on October 30th through November 1st. That's here in Atlanta on Halloween weekend. And that's a fantastic social media conference for the pet industry. And they can learn more about that event at barkworldexpo.com.
Wow. I truly want to sincerely thank all of you, Catherine, Kara, and Jacqueline, for joining me today. And I really hope everyone out there listening to us will paw it forward. And again, you can check out the website at www.pawitforward.net. And that's PAWITFORWARD.net. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you,
Karen. Go ahead. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. You can go to www.readersentertainment.com. You can check out the blog that will accompany this podcast. I will have a recap blog up shortly so you can learn more about Paw It Forward. I'm your host, Lisa Watson. Be inspired and happy reading, everyone, and have a wonderful evening. And remember, pawitforward.net. Definitely go check them out. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.
Bye, ladies.
Hi. Or bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.